today we're going to talk about Talmud Torah, primarily. We'll see if we get past Talmud Torah, but primarily the topic for today is going to be about an Avel learning Torah and Torah in a base Avel. So let's get started over here. The Braisa on Daf, Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph in Meseches Moed Katan tells us that, I just had it a second ago, yeah, here it is, the Braisa tells us, Tan Rabbanan, Eil Dvarm Shavel Asar Behen, the following things an Avel is not allowed to do, Asar B'Malachu, B'Ruchitzu, B'Sichu, B'Tash Shamita, U'B'Nilas HaSandal, we did most of those yesterday. Va'aser likros b'Torah b'Neviim b'Ksuvim v'lishnos b'Mishnah b'Medrash b'Alachus b'Hashas v'Agados. It's so interesting. It doesn't just say that it's also for him to learn Torah. It goes through all of the different branches of Torah that an Avel is not allowed to do. Likros is shayich obviously to Torah shebichsav. The lashon of lishnos is shayich more to Torah shebalpeh. So it has different words to describe how one goes about learning. But the Braisa itself already includes an exception. V'imhayu rabim tzrichimlo. If a lot of people need this person, if the masses need this person, he's a person who's dorish berabim, and therefore it's a tzorach rabim for him to give shir. Then he should continue to do so. And umaisa meis binosh Rabbi Yosi b'tzipori v'nichnas beis hamedrash v'darsh kol hayom kulo, that Rabbi Yossi's son died in Tzipori and he went and he darshened the entire day. So the Gemara explains how should he go about darshening when he's an avel. Rabbi Barachana itra b'milsa. Rabbi Barachana had a terrible thing happen. A relative died, so he became an avel. Savor de la mebek lepirka. He thought maybe he shouldn't go out of his house to the beis hamedrash. What do you mean? If it's Rabban Tzrichimlo, you're supposed to go. So he thought that maybe he'd put a Torgman there so that he will be the announcer for him and announce out loudly everything that he says. No, you're not allowed to put a Torgman there in order to... Let me just mute everyone here for a second. You're not allowed to put a Torgman there. You're not allowed to put a Torgman there because that's going to be more of a problem for some reason. We'll have to see why that's a problem to dafka put a Torgman there. The Mordechai writes, you're not allowed to put a Torgman and Kolshkein to say the drasha yourself. So it sounds like you have to come up with a less direct way of teaching than a Torgman, that even a Torgman is too direct. So says Rav Elahechi Avit, so what are you supposed to do then? So Kiyad Tanya, like the Braisa says, Maisu Meis Benosh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, V'nichnas to Beis Medrash, he came to the Beis Medrash to say his drasha, because it was a Rabbim Tzrichim Lo case, V'nichnas Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya V'yashav B'tzido, and Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya sat next to him, V'lachash Hul Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya, Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya, L'Torgman V'Torgman Ishmiel Rabbim. So he said, you know, they made a whole train, until finally someone said the drasha out loud. So that was the Eitzah, what they did for Talmud Torah in the situation of Rabbim Tzrichim Lo. Now, there is a question in Lamdus whether an Avil is potter from Talmud Torah, because there is an exception. The Avil is allowed to learn certain items. He's allowed to learn Hilchus Avelus and other Devarim HaRaim. So there's a discussion in the Achronim whether an Avil is potter from Talmud Torah or no. He's chayv in Talmud Torah. He's just more limited in his menu of Talmud Torah. The Shevet Yehuda writes that if he doesn't want to learn even Dvarim Arayim, he's free to not learn. He's Pater Legamri. However, the Rav Vadya writes that he's not Pater from Talmud Torah. It's just that he's not allowed to learn Dvarim HaMesamchim, but he's still Chayiv in Talmud Torah any free moment he has. So what's the basis of this Isser? Maybe that will shed light on whether he's actually Pater or not. What's the basis of this Isser of Talmud Torah for an Avel? So the basis of the Isser seems to be, the Shach writes over here in Siv Katan Aleph, because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev, and an Avel is Aser B'Simcha. So since Torah is Misameach, he's not allowed to have that sense of Simcha. And this is in fact explicit in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchus Tishbav, in Tavkuf Nun Dalit Si'if Aleph, Va'aser Likros B'Torah Nevi Meksuvim Yishum Shnemar, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. However, over there, It's l'chora. One could argue that there should be a more fundamental reason why an avil does not learn Torah, not only based on Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. We discussed yesterday that an avil is not allowed to do malacha. Why? So we pointed out the Ramban in Torah Sadam says he's not allowed to do malacha because it's a hesach hadas from the avelus, and he has to be focused on the avelus. He has to be misonin al chataav. He has to think about avelus, and he has to think about the mace. So that's why he's not allowed to learn, other shar chachmos. Shulchan Aruch says he's not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av even shar chachmos. Not the Shulchan Aruch, but other poskim say that he's not allowed to study science on Tisha B'Av because it's going to be masiach daito min avelus. So Talmud Torah should at least be usher for that same reason. Why do I need a separate reason? Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev. It should be pashut that he's usher Talmud Torah. He can't do anything that's masiach daito min avelus. So Rav Simcha Ben Kohen in his Sefer on Avelus says that l'chora, if you say that it's about Hesach Hadas, then even someone who can't stand learning would be usher to learn, as opposed to if it's about Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev, and then someone who doesn't like learning would be allowed to learn. If someone doesn't get any simcha from his learning, he'd be allowed to learn. So and he says it also makes sense that they they'd be matir to learn Dvar Marayim because that is inyanim of Avelus, so it's not a violation of a Hesach Hadas. So the reason that he leaves there as a question, why would it be that we'd have the separatists or Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev if after all it's anyway a Hesach Hadas? So the Badei Shulchan and the Biurim just explains that Hesach Hadas is very limited. The Yisra of Hesach Hadas doesn't apply when it's a Dvar Mitzvah. I mean, why is an Avel allowed to daven? Right? Why does he daven? When you daven, you're focused on the Tefillah. You're not focused on the Avelus. Elamai, that's a Dvar Mitzvah, and for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to have a Hesach Hadas from the Avelus. So for Talmud Torah, you'd be allowed to have a Hesach Hadas from the Avelus. For work, you wouldn't be allowed to. But for Talmud Torah, you would be allowed to. So I need this other reason of Pekudei Hashem Mishar Misam Chilev, that it's about the Simcha. Now the assumption that Rav Simcha Ben Kohen makes that if a person can't stand learning, then it would not be a violation of Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. That is not so pashut at all. In Shirei Harav on Tisha B'Av Simen Chav Beis, Rav Soloveitchik explains that it's not a din that Torah is mesameach. It's not a din that's dependent on each and every person whether Torah is mesameach your personal lev or not. Because we passing like Rabbi Yehuda and Tainus Dav Lamed Amud Aleph that you're not even allowed to learn b'makom she'enu ragil likros, even something that's more challenging and is tedious, and that you don't enjoy learning so much. Unlike the Tanakama, who is matir such learning because it's a tsarulo, we don't passing like that. We passing even that which is tsarulo, you're not allowed to learn. Why? Because limud haTorah is considered al pidin a dover hamisameach. Misam chilev means that there's a simchas hanefesh, even if there's no simchas haguf. Even if the outer, external person is not enjoying it, internally, the neshama is enjoying it. And that's why we're mevatel tinoka shobes rabban on Tisha B'Av. Unlike what the Magen Avraham and the Taz say, Magen Avraham says the reason we're mevatel tinoka shobes rabban is because the kids have a sense of simcha when they know how to read, even if they don't fully understand what they're reading. Just the ability to know something gives them a sense of simcha. The Taz says, no. It's because the Melamed is having simcha by being Melamed them Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you don't need any of those reasons. It's because Torah is a cheftza shel simcha. It's a maisa shel simcha to be engaged in Talmud Torah. And that's why they're mevatel tinoka shabbes rabban. That which we allow learning Dvarim Arayim, oh, that's a different story. Even though Dvarim Arayim are also Talmud Torah, but that's part of the kiyum of the Avelos. It's like Kriyas HaTorah and the Tainis. The Kriyas HaTorah and the Tainis is part of the din of the Tainis. So learning Dvarim Arayim, that's dafka the theme of Avelus that a person is supposed to be learning. Elsewhere, Soloveitchik got a different explanation in the name of his grandfather, why we're mevatel tinok shobes rabban. He said it wasn't about the issue of simcha, but rather because chacham shemes based medrash obatel. So on Tisha B'Av, it's ki'ilu, every base medrash has to be batel. So mevatel tinok shobes rabban. Okay, but be that as it may, that's how Soloveitchik explains, and I think it's l'chora, the pashtos, that to Nekuda Asher Mishar Masam Chelev is not going to be measured by each and every individual and how much of a geschmack they get out of their own learning, but it's just more natural to the Torah learning process that there is a sense of simcha. Beis Yosef quotes from Yerushalmi that if someone is desperate for Torah, is lahut achar haTorah, then it's mutter for him to learn Torah. So the Beis Yosef says, Yerushalmi says this, but all the poskim don't quote it. The classical Rishonim don't quote it. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Gimel says, what does it mean to be lahut achar haTorah? It means like someone who's starving, when they see food, can't help themselves but to run to that food because they are starving for it, and otherwise yachzenu bulmos v'yistakein, it would be dangerous for them to deprive themselves any further. That's how much lahut achar haTorah means, that a person is so desperate for Torah that they would become ill if they weren't able to avail themselves of Torah. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, now I understand why the poskim don't bring it. How many people do you know like that are going to become physically ill because they're unable to learn Torah? So it doesn't happen anymore. Mela, it's not an issue. Someone once told me that Rav Soloveitchik, when he was in Avelus, used to learn Torah, and he said that he explained that Avelus. Avelus is supposed to be, it's not meant to be a tsar gadol for a person. There's no mitzvah to be mitzayer oneself, yoser midai. That Tosfos writes in Maseches Brachos when it comes to bathing, that the iser to bathe b'derech tanuk, but if it's a tsar hulo, then it's mutter. So, you're not allowed to learn Torah, that's when it's b'derech tanuk. But if it's mamish a tsar not to learn Torah, that's what lahut means, like that Yerushalmi, not by the level of the HaShulchan, that it has to become that you're going to be mamish physically ill and you're going to die if you don't learn Torah or get ill if you don't learn Torah. It just means that it's a real tsar for the person to be unable to learn Torah. And it's not just a bitul ta'anug. I asked Rav Shechter if that was true, that Rav Soloveitchik that Rav Soloveitchik learned Torah when he was novel. He says he can't imagine that it was true. He said he was busy the whole day. There were people coming constantly when he was in Avelus because he was a big Rosh Yeshiva. So they were okay. There was a constant stream of people. When would he have had time to stop and learn a little bit? So he didn't think that it was true. And Rav Shechter also told me that Rav Soloveitchik used to quote his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that you're allowed to learn Hilchos Avelus bi'iyun during your Avelus. So it sounds like he said that Rav Soloveitchik thought, Hilchos Avelus bi'iyun, but you're not allowed to learn other things, even if your last name is Soloveitchik. So he thought that that can't possibly be true, that Rav Soloveitchik was learning other things. I later found in the Tshuvos Yabia Omer in Chelek Beis, Yerodea Simen Chav Vav, where he's Mekil based on a tziruf of two things. He allows learning during Avelus based on a tziruf of the Rishalmi, that lahut, if someone is desperate to learn, and there's a shita that a novel is allowed to learn Torah after Yom Rishon. Even though we don't pass like that, Ramban quotes such a shita that you're allowed to learn after Yom Rishon. So even though we don't pass like that shita, nor do we pass like the Yerushalmi, b'chazi litzarufe b'shakta nifla. If you have someone who's a mamish, an unbelievable masmin, and someone who just can't give up Torah, so to learn b'seiser, because halacha k'divra ha-mekel ba'avel. And he says, and sometimes you can say halacha k'divra ha-mekel ba'avel, even Neged Maran, even against the Mechaber, and B'makom Mitzvah Rabba of Talmud Torah, you could be Mekel. And he says that there was a Tziadua, that there was a Gon Echad that had a Cheshek Nifla to learn Torah, and when he became an Avel, he continued to learn Torah B'Seser, and he said he just can't help it. There's nothing, there's no way to calm his Tsar from not being able to learn Torah. I think they say that about the Ragachover, if I'm not mistaken, which would fit. That would make sense, that they would say that about the Ragachover, but meaning it fits everything else you ever heard about the Ragachover. So that's what they say. Okay, but Pashto says he should not be learning Torah. The Gemara on let's see what else. What is Gabe right? Vade Averi Hizu, Ksha Kabalona Shalashar. This is a quote from Rav Zevin about the Ragachover. Ksha Kabalona Shalashar Avonosa Yanishuni Afal Avon Ze. Avalenia Kabal Bava Brotonosona Shalchet Ze. The Kadois Yatora Lehilko Soleha. So we'll get to her B'divrei Torah, Jed. We'll get to that soon. But so Gabe is writing that what Ishim Vashitos, I assume. Gabe, yeah. I mean, that's where I saw it. Okay. So so in Ishim Vashitos from 7, if you ever look at Ishim Vashitos, I always read that sefer like when I'm going to sleep in the sukkah. And for some reason, I find tremendous serenity reading that sefer. In the sukkah, it's a beautiful sefer. He writes like intellectual biographies of each of a random selection of Gedolim from the last 300 years. He's got like 20 pages on each personality and like 80 pages on the Ragachover, because he was a Talmud of the Ragachover. He's been biased by the Ragachover. So all the great stories about the Ragachover, the ones that are true at least, come from Ishim Vashitos. And more of them are true than you would think, in terms of the stories. Like he tells, very honest stories about the Ragachover. So fascinating stuff. Okay, the Gemara then, as we mentioned, goes on to say that when it's Rabin Tzrichim Lo, it's Mutter. I saw a fascinating Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz in his Sefer Divrei Yehonasan on the Torah quotes a Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu started Sefer Devarim 3 days after Misas Aaron, and the Gemara asks, how could he do that? I novel is Asur B'Torah. So the Gemara says, Rabin Tzrichim Lo, it's Mutter. So the Rabbi Yonis writes that that's Meduik in the Pasuk in the beginning of Devarim, that it says Moshe spoke El Kol Yisrael, so it's only mutter to be Dorish because it was L'Kol Yisrael. It was Rabim Tzrichim Lo. So you see clearly that only with Rabim Tzrichim Lo it's going to be mutter. I don't understand the whole vart beginning to end. First of all, if someone could find that Gemara, I'd be appreciative. I don't recall ever seeing that Gemara anywhere, so I'm not sure if such a Gemara exists. Also, if you look in the Pesukim, the beginning of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu started Sefer Devarim on Rosh Chodesh of the 11th month. And if you look in Parshas Maaseh, Aaron died in Rosh Chodesh L'Chodesh HaChamishi. So it's a lot more than 3 days of a discrepancy. So I don't understand how the Gemara could even ask such a kasha, if there is such a Gemara. Also, even if it would have said B'nei Yisrael and not Kol Yisrael, that's enough of a Rabim L'chora to make it Rabim. You don't need that. Kol Yisrael should need the person in order to say Rabim Tzrichim Lo. And also Moshe Rabbeinu, Mehechi Tesi, that it's because of Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Maybe it was Nafsho Lo's B'Torah, and that's why he was allowed to learn Torah. He was he fits the Yerushalmi's heter. Okay, the last kasha is not such a kasha because that would be a heter for him to learn, but not a heter for him to teach. But anyway, that's the comment that Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz has. So the Rama writes in Mishin Pei Dalet Sif Aleph that it could be Dorish Ba'atzmo and Paskin Isser Veheter Liyachad Asho'aloso if there's nobody else and they need him. But he's not allowed to say Allah L'Talmidav and V'chei Noagin, even though Yesh Mekilin, says the Rama. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'iv Vav writes that a Malami Tinokos, if there's no one to take over for him, Pshita shechalila levatel tinoko shel beis rabban v'yomri ma'im afilu biyom rishon, that even on yom rishon of avelus he could learn with tinoko shel beis rabban, because otherwise it's going to be bittel Torah. Wow! So now you have to figure out what exactly the definition of tinoko shel beis rabban is. The Gemara tells us that a person has to be mevatel Torah in order to attend the levaya of a Talmud Chacham. But Rav Shechter once told us that one of the Rosh Yeshiva, I think, in YU passed away, and the levaya was during shir time, and Rav Soloveitchik said, we can't cancel shir because you're all Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. You're Mevatel Torah, but you're not Mevatel the Torah of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban for the levaya of a Talmud Chacham. So these were guys that were 20, 22 years old, 24 years old, Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. He said, yeah, you still need a Rebbe, so you're all Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. So if you expand the definition of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban to such an extent, so you're going to say that a Rebbe who's sitting Shiva is allowed to say Shir and YU? He's allowed to say Shir and YU during Shiva? So Maisa Shaya Kachaya, just this year, during this COVID epidemic. One of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva was sitting Shiva, and I called him up to leave to be Menachem Avel. So I left a voice note because I couldn't get through. When I called him up, he didn't answer his phone. So I left a voice note to be Menachem Avel. I said, I imagine your phone is ringing off the hook, Rabbi Yismach. So I said, I imagine your phone is ringing off the hook. So I just want to be Menachem Avel. He sent me a message back. No, I was actually saying Shir. It's Rabim Tzrichim Lo. I felt like I had to say Shir to the Talmidim. Wow. Okay. So that's if it's Rabban Tzrichim Lo for Tinoka Shabbos Rabban, for sure it's going to be a Rabban Tzrichim Lo kind of situation, and he'd be permitted to say Shir in Yalkut Yosef in Simin Yud Gimel Ha'aretz. He quotes that Rav Vadya, when he was in Avil for his father, he gave the Shir Kavua that he always gave a Motzai Shabbos with 500 people there in Hilchos Avelus. The Aruch HaShulchan writes explicitly in Siv Zayin that the Rama would be Moda that if you're a Rosh Yeshiva and if you don't say the Shir, a lot of Talmidim are going to be Mvatal Torah. Ein l'chot tzarchei rabim yoser mizeh, that's the greatest tzarchei rabim, and therefore he's allowed to say shir. Even the avel is allowed to say shir. So l'chora, there are two separate dinim over here. There's the iser of the avel to learn Torah, but there's a separate iser to be melamed Torah la'achirin, meaning there's a difference between learning and teaching. In Shiurei Arav, in Simon Chav Gimel, in the section on Avelus, he quotes from the Rush that the Rabbeinu Tam used to get shlishi on Shabbos even when he was in the middle of Shiva, because he always got shlishi every Shabbos, and he thought it would be Avelus b'farhesia not to get shlishi on the Shabbos in the middle of his Shiva. So it sounds like during a weekday, an Avel would not be allowed to get an Aliyah, but why not? An Avel is allowed to, he doesn't have to walk out of the room for laning, so if he's allowed to hear the laning, what would be any different between hearing the laning and getting the Aliyah? Why should the Shmiya Sakriya be any different than the Aliyah L'Torah? So if Salvation explains, Shemutra L'Avel L'Shma Kriya Satorah, because it's a chelik of Seder Ayom. That's just part of the Seder of Davening, and anything that's part of Seder Ayom is not included in the Yisra of Talmud Torah for an Avel. He's allowed to say Psukei D'Zimra, even though they're Psukim, right? So anything that's part of Seder Ayom, he's allowed to say. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tishvav and Tavkuf Nun Dalid Se'if Dalid. The fact that an Avel is not allowed to be Olu the Torah, that's because it's not just an Yisra of Limana Torah, it's an Yisra of being Melameh Torah. That's a separate Yisra. And that's the Seder Ayom isn't matir. So when a person gets an aliyah, it's being malami Torah berabim, he's teaching Torah to the entire tzibur. And with that chiluk, we can understand a number of things. Rav Soloveitchik points out, first of all, why it is when Rabbim Tzrichim Lo, he's not allowed to have a Meturgaman. Because Rabbim Tzrichim Lo may be a heter of Talmud Torah, but still not a heter of being Malame Torah La'achirim. And therefore, he can't even set up a Meturgaman. And Kal V'chomer, like we mentioned from the Mordechai before, in Os Tav Tav Peches, Kal V'chomer to be Dorish Ba'atzmo. Right? Unlike what the Beragola is Magia and the Ramo over here in Shin Pei Dalet, who says that he is allowed to be Dorish La'atzmo. The Mordechai says, no, Kal V'chomer is not allowed to be Dorish, because that's considered that he's being Melamed La'acherin. So it has to be that he has to be Mashmir La'acher, V'acher La'acher, like the Gemara says, in order that it not be that he's being Melamed La'acherin. So Rabban Tzrichim Lo can only be Matir, him allowing Torah to come out of his mouth, but it cannot be Matir, him engaging in the act of engaging an audience in Torah, of teaching Torah to an audience. So Rabban Tzrichim Lo, you'll take care of the Rabbin, but it can't be directly, because he cannot engage in that simcha of being melamed Torah la'acherim, which is an entirely different level of simcha. You know, when someone who enjoys teaching is teaching Torah, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that experience, what the psychologists call flow, right? That the person is just like in his, he's totally engaged and he's completely, feeling challenged and yet at the same time feeling like they're stepping up to the challenge. It's a fantastic feeling. So that an avel is not allowed to have. Also, Rav Shechter pointed out that this chiluk helps us understand what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even though it's mutter for an avel to learn Dvarim Arayim during Shiva, but he's not allowed to be melamed Dvarim Arayim to other people, because there's a special issur to be melamed Torah la'achirim during Shiva, and Dvarim Arayim is only matir the issur of Talmud Torah by an avel, but it's not matir the issur of being melamed Torah la'achirim by an avel. Also, we understand why you need the pasuk of Hanik Dom to tell me that Divrei Torah are asur for an avel. Why isn't it enough to just have Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev? So it could be that we learn from Hanik Dom not just the Yisur of being Lomei Torah, but from being Melamei. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev teaches us the Yisur of learning Torah. Hanik Dom means be silent. You could be silent and learn Torah. No, being silent means don't teach Torah to other people. And even though we already use Hanikdom to teach me the Yisr of She'el HaShalom, which Bez Hashem will get to next after we finish Talmud Torah, the Yisr of She'el HaShalom is already derived from Hanikdom. Yeah, but it's the same Yisod, it's the same Din, that Avelus should limit your interaction with other people, your engagement, your active engagement with other people, where you feel like you're on with other people. So the Isser to be lomid for himself is midin mesam chilev. The Isser to be melamid la'acherim is midin hanikdom. And the Magen Avraham says Zivkan Beis that it's also to be melamid la'acherim on Tishbav, even Dvarim Haraim. That's because the Chachamim were mesakin that the Yisurim of Talmud Torah and Tishbav should be similar to the Yisurim of Talmud Torah by an Avel. It's just that he's allowed to get an Aliyah on Tishbav because Kriyas HaTorah V'Tainis is one of the Kiyumim of a tainus, right? You might say, well, wait a second. Yeah, Navel's not allowed to get an aliyah. On Tishbav, somebody's getting aliyos, and it's everyone's in Shiva on Tishbav. Yeah, that's because the Kriyas HaTorah on a tainus is dafka a kiyum in the tainus, and it's not a contradiction. Whereas when a person's sitting Shiva, a Kriyas HaTorah is a contradiction to the avelus that he's supposed to be experiencing, to the avelus that he's supposed to be feeling. But the Magen Avraham does say that you're not supposed to be melami Torah l'acherim on Tishbav. I remember when I started the practice in my shul that on Lel Tishbav, it always bothered me that after a couple of kinos and Eicha, so it wasn't that late at night, it was, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night, and everyone would go home and do what for 2 hours before they went to sleep? What were people doing? So I decided to start learning the Churban Agaditas every year in my shul on the night of Tishbav. Rav Shechter, when I told Rav Shechter, I thought he'd be so proud, he was not. He said it's against the halacha, that absolutely should not do that. Why is it against the halacha? Because the Magen Avraham says, you're not allowed to be melami Torah la'acherim. Even if it's Dvarim Arayim, you can't be melami Torah la'acherim on Tishbav. So the way, I still do it, but the way I do it is I announce at the beginning, I'm not going to say a shir, I don't prepare at all, so I'm not going to say a shir, I'm just going to learn the Gemara to myself, the way I will learn it myself, and I'm just going to learn it out loud. And anyone who wants to follow along is welcome to, anyone who wants to not, usually by the time I get up, to go to sleep, there's maybe one person left in the room, and I don't even know. I don't know when the room empties out exactly, it could be immediately, but I'm sitting on the floor and blocked by all the chairs and everything, so that's how I justify it to myself. Okay. The Ramban is one that I mentioned before, quotes Yesh Omrim, that Talmud Torah is only Asra and Yom Rishon, but again, we don't pass in that way. Let's see what the questions are before we move on. The Taz says the reason for Tinok Shel Beis Rabban is that Eino Dome Hevel Shein Bo Chet. Wouldn't that imply that there's no heter for Gedolim? What do you mean? The Taz says the reason for Tinok Shel Beis Rabban, what?
The reason you have to teach Tinok Shel Beis Rabban in Avelos is because Eino Dome
Hevel Shein Bo Chet. Ah, so you're saying that shouldn't work for why you guys. I hear.
Some way you guys have done
chatoim. Maybe. Ketzai. Okay. It's possible. Not makabel. If the Avel is a Balkore, would laning be considered teaching Torah Brahm? Yeah, the Avel is a Balkore. He should not lane. The Avel should not lane. He should not be the Balkore. If he's relied upon as the Balkore and it's Shabbos and he's the... he's the regular Balkori in the shul. He's probably daven somewhere else because it might be Shaila Vavelis Befaresia if he doesn't lain in the shul that he always lains every single Shabbos in. Okay, what about learning Dvarim Arayim, learning Bi'iyun? So we touched on these topics. Let's get into it a little bit more. The Tur quotes Yesh Omrim that even though they're on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to read Iyov and Kinos and Dvarim Arayim Shebi Yirmiya, an Avel is Aser, just like he's more chomer than Tisha B'Av in a lot of things. So an Avel is more chomer than Tisha B'Av with regard to what you're allowed to learn. That obviously he's allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos because he has to know what to do. But as far as all these other exceptions, these other sad things and things about Churban, so that's an Inyana Diyoma on Tisha B'Av. It's not in Yana Diyama by Avelus, so even though it's distressing kind of material to be learning, the Torah quotes such a Yesh Omrim. Rabbim that he's not allowed to learn such things. The Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin says he is allowed to. He's allowed to learn Eov and Dvarim Aram B'Yirmiya. And if there are Psukei Nechama, he should try to skip over those Psukei Nechama. And the Mishabura writes in Tavkuf Nandala that he's not allowed to learn the Ra'os of Akum, bad things for the non-Jews, for other nations. And he's allowed to learn, says the Rosh Maseches Ma'id Katan in Hilchos Avelus. In Evel Rabasi, it sounds like the Beis Yosef quotes that in Hilchos Avelus he can't learn with other people. They have to be Yoshev Venosim Venosim Hilchos Avelus Vim Tau Meshivim B'Safa Rafa, that they could discuss Hilchos Avelus and he could just chop a mistake and just very silently, very quietly correct their mistakes, but not to engage in learning B'Chavrusa. Again, assuming it's not Rabbim Srichim Lo, and we pass through all this in Shin Pei Dalid Si'iv Dalid. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Si'iv Bei, even though sometimes you're learning Hilchos Avelus and it's Geshmak, you know, you're learning Hilchos Avelus and you learn all about Talmud Torah and the Yisr of Talmud Torah and, you know, Svei Dinim and, you know, in Limud HaTorah and being Malami Torah and all the Nafkaminas between. So it's Geshmak sometimes, he says, Mikol Makom Hatzar Me HaDvarim HaRayim Mafik Simchas HaTorah V'Lachin Motel Lomdam. The Tzar from the subject matter, it takes away a little bit of that enjoyment, and therefore you're allowed to learn such things. Birkei Yosef writes, the Chidar writes, that he saw one of the Gedolim, Bimei Evlo, learning Hilchos Avelus bi'iyun beino levein atzmo, and whatever he was mechadish, he would write down on in a sefer. And the Chidar writes that it's lav shapir of it. He did wrong, because if he's being mechadish chidushim, that ain simcha lebal Torah yosem izeh, ben Torah has no greater simcha than being mechadish chidushim, and you're only allowed to learn, bekivs. You're only allowed to learn pashtei adinim. You're not allowed to learn anything that's more be'ian. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Hei agrees with that gadol that the Chidah disagrees with. He says, what do you mean? What are you supposed to do? He's learning. So, the fact that it will lead to chidushim and that there's simcha from chidushim, that's a simcha de memela. He's engaged in learning Dvarim Arayim. The simcha that comes about is simcha de memela. So if his wife gives birth to a baby, so he did something wrong? No, it happened automatically. If he inherits money, he did something wrong, or he makes money somehow, the stock market goes up, he did something wrong? No, he's not allowed to do a maisa of simcha. But when he's learning Dvarim Arayim, which is not a maisa of simcha, even though simcha is going to come out of it, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's a simcha de memela. In Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis Yardea, Simcha Vav, he makes like a pshara. He says that there are two types of iyun. Rav Vadya says there are two types of iyun, and one type is mutter, the other type is asir. Sometimes iyun just means to try to get all the shito straight, to try to iron out all the problems that you have, all the questions that you have, that don't make sense in the text. That's mutter on Tisha B'Av, it's mutter for an avil as well. The second type of iyun is to be miyashiv all the kashas that the mefarshim ask, and to try to be mvarer all the shitos in the rishonim and what the nekudas hamachlokas is between each of the shitos, and try to be mechadish chidushim to explain things. That type of iyun, he says, that's aser. And if you learn the first way and just memela, some chidush comes up, you're allowed to write it down, because then it's a davra aved. But the goal of the learning should be the first type of learning and not the second type of learning. So I asked Rav Shachter about this, what he thought about Rav Vadya's chilik between two types of iyun, and he said, all types of iyun are mutter. If you're learning Dvar Marayim, it's all mutter. He said, that's what Rav Salvechik said, because like we said, Rav Salvechik held that learning Dvar Marayim and Tishbav is considered to be in Yano Shal Yom, and who adin by Avelus. It's not considered to be Masiach Daito min Avelus. To the contrary, you're going deeper into the themes of Avelus, so it's considered to be totally appropriate for Avelus. The raya that they bring, the Achronim bring a raya that the Chasam Sofer must have held also, that it's mutter to learn bi'iyun during Shiva, when you're learning Dvarim Arayim. Because Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, amazingly, in Yerodeyasim Shin Mem Vav, Chasam Sofer writes, Shalom v'simchas yom tov v'kol tov li'idid nafshi mori chami hagon mofes hador kadosh Yisrael nezer tefarteinu nero yair ksar Torah, goes on, Akiva Eger. So he writes as I think Dr. Schnorr Lyman once was giving a lecture, and he was reading a tshuva, and it starts out with like that kind of opening, and he translated it as "Dear Rabbi," because you know that's the way the Achronim wrote sometimes. But when Dafka, when the Chassam Sofer was talking to his father-in-law, when he was talking to Rabbi Kiva Eger, ooh, so he really had a lot of respect. Yeah, so Yikras Kedushaso Higiani Umakrayibo Beis Kushios Bilchus Smachos. He says, I got your letter, and you asked two questions in Ilchus Avelus. And the Chassam Sofer writes, Nirtati La'achorai Ki Gavra Kapdona Ana. I was taken aback because I'm very machbid, Vamarti. However, Kharpasi Asher Yogarti Kim Shmatecha Tovim, Va'amnam Shkoga Yatsim Lufne Ashal Tagod, the Kodesh Mori Chami Agon, Vinaasesi Avel. He says, you know, I was taken aback. Why are you writing to me in Hilchos Avelus? I don't learn Hilchos Avelus when I'm not an Avel, and then I became an Avel. Look what you did to me. That's pretty stunning. So he says, so Bayi Lai Shmua Me'im Yatzadekes, I heard about the death of my mother, and Ubiskolol Ba'afar Karni Shavua Avar, so while I was in Shiva, Iyanti B'divrei Kodesh, I had time to look at your Shailas, because now I was in Avelus, and now I was able to learn these Hilchos Avelus. T'mol Kamti Nisararti Ayom L'Hashiv L'Tzari Filav Kol Ma'ashe Iyanti B'yam Me'ilu. So I'm also going to add in a whole bunch of other things that I was mechadesh in Hilchos Avelus. Umori hachami agon de lo kapid v'lo kaptin in ba'aday. So he says, why am I writing back to you in Hilchos Avelus if you're not in Avel right now? Because you're obviously not machbid about these things, because you wrote me the letter in the first place. So man de lo kapid v'lo kaptin in lay. So I'm allowed to write back to you in such inyanim. So Shlomo Zalman said that that's a raya. You see from there, it's a raya that you're allowed to learn bi'iyun in Hilchos Avelus, because to answer two shaylas for Rabbi Kiva Eger, two kashas for Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's something. It's also pretty impressive. Shlomo Zalman pointed out, it's pretty impressive that someone who never learns Hilchos Avelus, except for when he's actually sitting Shiva, was able to learn with such iyun that he was able to answer two kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's pretty good too. So that's what they bring. That the Chassam Sofer clearly held you allowed to learn bi'iyun. In fact, in Orchos Rabbeinu in Chelek Beis, page Kuf Mem Beis, he quotes from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish says he doesn't understand. What does it mean that you can't learn bi'iyun? What does it mean to learn if you're not learning bi'iyun? Meaning it's part of the definition of learning. Like there's no such thing. Many of the Gedolim from the previous generation, they never heard of this learning bi'kiyus, learning bi'iyun. There's learning. You learn. You learn to understand, and understanding means that you have to really try to understand to the best of your ability. If you look at like Rav Shach's letters, Rav Shach has, and the stipler, they all, you know, they wrote a lot of letters to Bnei Yeshiva, who were struggling with different things. So one of the, you know, it doesn't change, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the Haredi world, that if you have that Q&A with Shana Aleph guys, it's always going to be Bekiyus or Iyun. You know, it's always the same five questions that always get asked. So the Rav Shach has like the same letter like 1,000 times, so they printed all of them, but they all say the same thing, where he basically says Bekiyus or Iyun, I don't understand the question. Learn. You should cover ground. Learn a couple about a week. Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, look up every Rambam, look up every Rif, look up, you know, the Rush and the Ran and the Iker, you know, try some Iker Achronim like Pnei Yeshua and Marsha, and you know, just learn. That's what you're supposed to do. He wasn't into looking up every single Rishon that ever existed, that ever, so in our yeshiva we have different Mahalchim as far as that's concerned, right? Reshecht is more that style of not necessarily looking at every single Rishon that ever existed, or Rosenzweig, you know, sort of covers Shas that way a little bit, and more into finding every Rishon and how they learn every sugya and Shas based on what they say on a particular sugya. But the whole chiluk between Bekiyus and Iyun, he doesn't understand such a thing. So the Chaznish writes that he doesn't. Chaznish writes that he doesn't understand such a thing. Okay, let's get to any question over here. What did Gabe write? If the concern is that simcha will distract you from the avelus, why would it make a difference whether it's a simcha de memela or active simcha? No, because the isser is to do a maisa of simcha. So your maisa of learning dvarim arayim is not a maisa of simcha. Then whatever happens memela is not your problem. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I hear the taina though. I mean, if you know that every time it leads to simcha, so how can you, how can you deny that? Okay. The Meiri in Moed Katan Chaf Aleph writes that Divrei Torah is only aser when it's derech limud v'girsa, but if it's svarim that are ma'orim libo shaladim l'tshuva, to mussar types of things, things that lead you to tshuva, that's not only not usser, but it's totally appropriate. The Taz also in Hilchos Tisha B'Av allows reading Pirkei Avos on Tisha B'Av, and the Chidon Pirkei Yosef agrees as well. So Luchar, if that's true on Tisha B'Av, it's also true for an Avel, and that's what Rav Vadya also paskins, and the Geshra Chaim also in Perek Chafalev paskins the same way. The Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av does not paskin that way, and the Prima Gadim also says that an Avel is not allowed to learn Pirkei Avos even on Shabbos. But that's the discussion. Can you learn Divrei Musar? As far as saying Tehillim, the Geshra Chaim says that Yesh Osrim, but if you do it Derech Tefila, then Yesh Lahatir. And Leket Yosher, the Talmud of Trumas Deshen, he says that Trumas Deshen used to have a daily quota of Tehillim that he would say, and when he was an Avel, he would continue to say his daily quota of Tehillim. So first of all, it's fascinating that the Trumas HaDeshen, you think of a Tehillim Zagra, someone who can't learn so well, but a pious Jew, so he sits and says Tehillim every single day. So Trumas HaDeshen knew how to learn, and he said Tehillim every single day. So probably when they had Tehillim gatherings, he wasn't flustered by his inability to pronounce the words of the Tehillim like a respectable B'nai Yeshiva would be, because he was used to saying all the words of Tehillim. So you say he had a daily Tehillim recitation, and he would continue it even during Tisha B'Av and even during Avelus. Mishra Brura writes that in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sifkat Zayin that Noagin Lomar Tehillim Mishir Yichud B'Mincha, even though it's Asur B'Talmud Torah Kol Yom, and it doesn't change at Mincha. Nothing really changes at Mincha other than sitting on a regular chair. So the Yisur Talmud Torah remains Asur. But since it's derech bakasha, it's mutter. Meaning the Tehillim is really being said more as a tefillah, and therefore it's mutter. They say that Rav Eliyashiv, when he sat shiva for his wife, also continued his daily Tehillim that he would say every day. Rav Eliyashiv also had a daily Tehillim that he would say every day, and he would continue that even during Shiva. That's what the Sefer Tziyunei Halacha, Rabbi Tzion Cook, quotes from Rav Eliyashiv. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Dalet about Tishbav says that you're allowed to read the entire Seder Ayom, Parshas HaKorbanos, Mishnah Seizu Mekoman, the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't say that someone who doesn't say Eizu Mekoman is Tos Hu Biyadam, because anything that's Seder Ayom is not a violation of Talmud Torah. So Pischei Tshuva in Shin Pei Dalet, Sivkat and Beis, says you shouldn't say the Yihiratzim Kilu Crafty, and you shouldn't say Pita Maktores. Okay, so you get the Avela Siddur and follow along what it says. What about getting an Aliyah if you're a Kohen and there's no other Kohen? So the Ramban quotes from Ritz Geus that if Rabbim Tzrichim Lo to learn from you, then it's Mutar Al Yidei Lechisha, by whispering to someone else who's going to say to someone else who's going to teach the Rabbim, because Talmud Torah is, the Rabbim is Adif. But otherwise, it's Asir. So he says, from the Ritz Geis, the Ramban quoting the Ritz Geis, that Kohen Avel, and he's the only Kohen, he's not allowed to be Kari B'Torah throughout the entire Shiva, because it's not a mitzvah that's Doch the Avelus. It's only, why is it that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah? It's Mishum Darkei Shalom. Really, Mikra, then the Kohen could be Mochel. Right? There's no reason that it has to Dafka be the Kohen. Look, it is a Kiyum Dar Raisa of Vinikdashti that you're going to give the Kohen Liftoach Rishon, Levarich Rishon, right? Certainly, there's a mitzvah to be Mechabed the Kohen with all of that. But the Gemara raises the issue. The Gemara says that really, the Gemara Maseches Gittin tells us that really, Kohen could be Mochel, and there's no problem with that. Elamai, the Chacham made a takanim, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, that the Kohen should always be Ola Rishon, otherwise it's going to cause fights. So, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, they made that the Kohen goes first, and then the Levi, and then the Yisrael. So, since the whole thing is only Mipnei Darkei Shalom, and especially if there's a Talmud Chacham there, because the Gemara says in Megillah Chavez that Rav Kari B'Kahani, Rav used to get the Kohen Aliyah even though he wasn't a Kohen. So apparently we're willing to sacrifice the Darkei Shalom when there's an exceptional Talmud Chacham there. So that's why the Ritz Geis says the Kohen should not get the Aliyah even if he's the only Kohen around. The Ramban says according to what our practice, that the Aval doesn't go to shul, you don't have to say that Yisrael is omed v'kore, and it's ein bo mishum darkei shalom. That obviously it's Yisrael is going to be omed v'kore, and it's not going to be a violation of darkei shalom. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens in Sif Beis. Shach says that on Shabbos he's allowed to be kore b'torah because that would be avelus p'farasiyah. And if every Shabbos he's the only kohen in town, and every Shabbos he gets the kohen aliyah, and now he doesn't, that would be avelus b'farasiyah. So in Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Tes in Kov Lamed, he says that if you have a Levi that every Shabbos gets Levi, which is more common because there are fewer Levim than there are Kohanim, so you got to call him even on Shabbos during his Avelus, because otherwise it would be Avelus Befarasya. And even if he doesn't get the Aliyah every Shabbos, but he's the only Levi in Shul now, so what's the other option? They're going to call the Kohen for the second Aliyah, so that's, but there's a Levi standing right there. So calling the Kohen for the second Aliyah when there's a Levi standing right there, that too is Avelus Befarasya. It was just last year I was giving a shiur about something like this, about getting Aliyos, and I mentioned that when there's no Levi, obviously the Kohen gets two Aliyos, and there were a couple of Levim in the room, and they were shocked. They never heard of such a thing, that someone's going to get two straight aliyos. I was like, what do you mean? It happens all the time. But obviously, they're never there when it happens, because they're all levim. So if they were there, it wouldn't happen. So it was like shag. It's like, you know, talking about what goes on at a funeral to a kohen. You know, like they're surprised. They never heard of such a thing. The Taz points out that an Avil is allowed to get Hotzav, Achnasa, Hagba, Galilo, all of that. And the Drisha says that that if he does Hagba, he's allowed to sit on a regular chair also after Hagba. Okay, let's see, what's the comment over here? From Simon. Can one recite Tillim as an Avil if he doesn't say Tillim regularly every day? So Pashtus is yes, because, you know, you're saying it Derech Tchina, you're not saying it, but to learn Tillim, probably not, right? To learn Tillim, I don't think you can. What about learning on Shabbos and Yontif? So the Gemara says Rabbi Chaim ben Gamliel used to say Shmua v'Agada Beis HaAvel, right? So the Ritva says only on Shabbos. And this is Tali in the Machlokas, whether Yesh Avelus b'Shabbos or Ein Avelus b'Shabbos. So the Rosh says that Talmud Torah is considered a Dover Shel Tzina that's Asr even on Shabbos. Only Avelus b'Farhesya you don't do on Shabbos, but Avelus b'Tzina you do keep. And therefore, Talmud Torah is Avelus b'Tzina, so you got to keep that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to learn. But you could be chozer the parsha like Korei Hashema, the Rush says. And the Drisha writes, Afilu Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is Mutter on Shabbos, but not on a weekday. That on Shabbos of the Shiva, he's allowed to do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. So in Yalkut Yosef, in Simon Yud Gimel Ha'arehei, he quotes Machlokas whether you're also allowed to read Rashi, or only Targum. Meaning if every, that's the way you do Shnayim Mikra, because you follow what it says in Arachayim Simon Reish Pehei, that your Reish Shemayim should read Rashi as well. So he raises that issue, and he quotes that the Chidah in Birkei Yosef is Machmir, and the Lechem Apanim is Mekil. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's Keseder Ayom, that's Mutter, and he says he saw one of the Gedolim that writes that someone who learns every single day Chai Prakim of Mishnayis, someone who learns 18 Prakim of Mishnayis every single day can continue to learn them on Shabbos during his Shiva, and if he has a, therefore anything that's like a consistent learning that he does all the time, there's such a heter for Shabbos during the Shiva. So if he has a Shir Kavua to learn Gemara and Poskim, you should also be allowed to learn on Shabbos during the Shiva. However, in Leket Yosher he says that the Trumas Hadeshan was Mavris Sedra B'Shabbos with Targum but without Rashi, even though normally Trumas Hadeshan was Yirei Shemayim, he would normally do with Rashi as well, not on Shabbos. So for some reason, even though Seder Ayom, Mamish, something that's Mamish Seder Ayom was Mutter even on weekdays during the Shiva, and on Shabbos there is an Isser of Talmud Torah, but somehow we loosen it a little bit, right? On the Shabbos during the Shiva, that which you do regularly, even though it's not Seder Ayom and you're not saying it Derech Tchina, Derech Tfila, it's limud, it's limud haTorah, but for some reason, we lighten that restriction on Shabbos. Pischit Shuvah and Sifka Nav quotes a Chacham Tzvi, that since you're not allowed to learn Dvarim HaRaim on Yantiv, you're allowed to learn anything on Yantiv, because it's not proper to be Yoshev Batel. So Pischit Shuvah says, Talmud Torah is Dvarim Shel Tzina, like we said in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav, Sif Aleph. So the Chor, it's absolutely Aser to be engaged in Talmud Torah. So Chacham Tzvi, if you look it up, is Samech on what the Rambam says, that there's no Avelus on Regel at all. And that's why you're allowed to learn Talmud Torah. Of course there's no Avelus on Regel. The Regel is Mevatel, the Avelus. So on Shabbos, He's also noted that you shouldn't be mekel, since we are knowing avelus betzina on Shabbos, and you could read Dvarim Arayim. So I saw Morik Tzir, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, says that to learn Dvarim Arayim on Shabbos is considered avelus beferhesia, and it's asr. That's a little bit strange, because he's being cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, which in Siman Taf, who says that Talmud Torah is Dvar Moshe Betzina, and even his own father doesn't pass in that way on Shabbos. He only says that in Yontif, not because it's Dvar Shel Farhesia, so because it's certainly not a Dvar Shel Farhesia. So that's a little bit strange that Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that way in Maruk Tzia. What about a base Avel? What about a base Avel? So we already mentioned, the Gemara says you're not supposed to be Omer Shmua Bebesa Avel. And Rabbi Chanin Begamliel would be Omer Shmua Va'agada Bebesa Avel. So the Torah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Dalet, we already saw, Paskin, they don't say Shmua Va'agada Bebesa Avel. So the Rashash in the back of the Gemara raises the question, we should Paskin like Rabbi Chanin Begamliel. Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel. Right, halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, and a ma'aser rav that Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel did this, not just that he paskin this way. So me'ech itaisi that we're going to be machmir at such a thing, even though the Shulchan Aruch says we are. And the Rif and the Rush quote the Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel. Sounds like they paskin that way, and Piskei Tosel says that way, says the Rashash. So in Nelkut Yosef, he says he thinks that that's enough reason to justify the Mishnayos that they learn in the Beis HaAvel. And Ein Limchos Biyadam, especially since it's L'Kavod HaNifter, that since there is that other sheet in the Gemara, and really, strictly speaking, it should have been Halacha K'divrei Mekel Ba'avel, and it's a Ma'aser Rav, and it seems that several Rishonim held that way, he thinks that that's enough to, even though it's against Shulchan Aruch, he thinks it's enough to justify the learning of the Mishnayos in the Beis HaAvel, especially since it's L'Kavod HaNifter. In the Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, Chela Gimel, Yardea Simin Lamed Aleph, he brings rayas that anything that's L'Kavod HaMeis is not a cheshash of Shmua V'Agada Bebeis HaAvel. You could also discuss, like, what exactly is the Beis HaAvel? You know, we talk about a bias now. So what if, a high-powered Wi-Fi connection can't reach from one end of the house to the other end of the house? Is that still one bias? Right? You know, how do you define it? Is a bias a room? Is it the room that they're sitting Shiva in? Is it rooms that the Avelim typically will use? Kitchen, living room where he sits, his bedroom. Is every room in the house automatically going to be the Beis HaAvel? So maybe there's makom to say that you have a child who's living in his parents' home and his father's sitting Shiva or his mother's sitting Shiva and he has nowhere else to go, but he has a room where it's a private area. His parents never really come into his room. He's got a little Beis Medrash there. He learns on Zoom with his chavrusas in his bedroom. So you could argue that, especially since many of the Rishonim don't even quote this din in the first place, that at least that doesn't have the din of Beis HaAvel. Look, to say be in the living room while the father's sitting Shiva in one side of the living room, to be sitting there learning in a corner, which I've seen. I've been to Beis HaAvel where the from son is back from yeshiva or something, so he's not going to be in Vatal Torah just because his father's sitting Shiva, so he's going to sit there with the Sefer learning the whole time in the corner. So that's not right. That you shouldn't. That's against Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't do it, even though there are Rishonim that seem not to paskin this way, but that certainly you shouldn't do. But he's up in his room somewhere where maybe it's not even a din of a Beis Avel. I don't know. I'm not sure how to be Magdir, how far we go with the definition of a Beis Avel. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tes writes that it's a Dover Pashut, I think we mentioned this already, that it's also to learn Shar Chachmos. And certainly to read Bekisvei Itim, to read the newspapers, or Eizemach Bereshu Shaloyasiach Daito Me'avilusso, to read Stam, some book or something, you're not supposed to Mesiach Das, especially if you enjoy reading it, that's going to be Aser. So I think Jed asked before, what about Hirhur B'divrei Torah? What about Hirhur B'divrei Torah? So, Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel says about Tisha B'Av that you're not even allowed to learn Behirhur. So even though Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami, this might be different because the main reason is because of Simcha. And Hirhur does give a person Simcha. So, meaning, that's what the Mishabura writes. Mishabura says, don't hack me with Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami, so it's not a violation of saying words of Torah. There's no issue of saying words of Torah. There's an issue of Kudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. So whatever gives you Simcha, and Hirhur also gives you Simcha. El Yerabba, though, disagrees. El Yerabba's Matir Behirhur. Leket Yosher also says you're allowed to do Hirhur B'divrei Torah, as long as you're not Motzi B'Svasav. So it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch, like we said, says you're not allowed to in Tavkov Nandalin, but he says, Yesh Mi Sha'oser. That's how he says it. Yesh mi she'oser, to be mahar b'divrei Torah. So what does he mean by that? So I think we discussed this in a different context already, probably more than one different context, when the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote an opinion that disagrees. He just quotes a yesh mi she'omer without any opinion that disagrees. That could mean one of two things. It could mean that he's saying it's a das yachid, and we don't pass him that way. And even das yachron we do pass him, but he's acknowledging that it is a machlokas, and that's how some of the achronim understand that when the Shulchan Aruch says yesh mi she'oser, it's because there is a general machlokas whether here a kedibur or here a lav kedibur. And to aser here b'talmud Torah is only if you assume here kedibur, but not here lav kedibur. That's why it's yesh misha oser. Those who hold here kedibur would say that it's has to be mahar b'divrei Torah, or based on the sman choshem mishpat siman tazayin sifkat and ches. That a lot of times Shulchan Aruch will say yesh misha omer on a halacha that is not argued about, but not all the Rishonim talk about. Only one of the Rishonim, one or two Rishonim bring it up. So then he'll say, Yesh Misha Oser, even though there's no one else that brings it up. But he's not questioning, he's not saying that it shouldn't apply, that the halacha shouldn't be true. Of course the halacha is true. So that's what that's the pashtus over here. That's what the Badei Shulchan writes over here in Siman Shin Pei Dalid, Sifkat and Gimel. That the pashtus is that when he says Yesh Misha Oser, it means that it's Oser. Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Hay in Tavkuf and Dalid says that just like he's Oser to be Mahar B'divrei Torah and Tisha B'Av, he's also not allowed to be Mara Hara'ah. Because here a Kedibur Dami. Because in order to be Mara Hara'ah, he needs to think through the Sugi in his head. So that all is just as bad as Hirur. His raya is from the Raman Simon Pehe, that you're allowed to paskin a din only in a place where it's mutul harer, not like a Beis HaKisei. You're not allowed to paskin a din in a Beis HaKisei. Why not? Because you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah in a Beis HaKisei. So he says, you see from there that every time you paskin, it requires being mahar b'divrei Torah. L'chora, there are different types of psakim, right? Sometimes even a major posek, you could ask a shayla to a major posek, and like that, he'll give you an answer. And then he asks why, and he'll say, I don't know, I need to think about it. What do you mean? You just paskin. How could you need to think about it? It's because he thought about it the first 50 times it was asked of him. But so he already knows what his answer is to that question. He already worked through the sugya, so he already knows what his answer is to that question. He might need to rework it in order to figure out again why that was his answer to that question. He doesn't necessarily, if it's the same question that he's asked every single day, he doesn't necessarily have to rework the sugya every single time. So it may not be a violation of hearer every single time a person is asked a shayla. But if it's a new shayla, it's something he never thought about before, it's something that requires looking at from a different angle, so then of course it's going to be an issue of hirhur. Rav Salvechik in Shuri Arav on Tisha B'Av Simchav Aleph points out that the Isra of Hora'ah is because Hora'ah is a Chefza Shel Torah. And he says that's why you have to say Birchas HaTorah before you paskin, even though you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah before your Mahar B'Divrei Torah, according to the Mechaber. Right? The Gra holds you have to say Birchas HaTorah even before your Mahar B'Divrei Torah, because it's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? But the Mechaber paskins that there's no Birchas HaTorah before your Mahar B'Divrei Torah, because the classic explanation the Achronim give, Rav Jolti has in Mishnah Siyam, the classic explanation they give is because of course it's a key mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but there's no Maisa mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you're just Maharer. So Rav Salvechik said, yeah, that's true, and you have Birchas HaTorah based on the Brisker Rav is on a Cheftza Shel Torah, and a Cheftza Shel Torah is not only when the Cheftza Shel Torah is only going to be when you actually do something. It's not going to be when you're only Maharher. But to issue a Hora'ah is doing something enough that would also be a Cheftza Shel Torah. Look through those pieces in Shirei Arav. They're beautiful pieces, both in the Tisha B'Av section and the one in the Avelus section. I think I quoted all of them just now, you know, in the course of the last hour, but they're very kedai to look through. They're beautiful, beautiful pieces in Shirei Arav and Avelus and Tisha B'Av about Talmud Torah. Okay, so today we discussed Talmud Torah, Be'ezrus Hashem. Tomorrow we do have Shir. We do have Shir. We'll discuss She'ela Shalom, Atifas HaRosh, Kfiya Samita, and hopefully Hanachas Tefillin. That's on the agenda for tomorrow. Okay, and then hopefully on Thursday we'll try to finish up the rest of Dvarim HaAsurim. Well, most of them at least. We'll see. Maybe Sunday. All right. Everyone should have a great day. Oh, there's another question here I didn't get to. According to the Shach, about the only Kohen in town, if someone is a Magid Shir on Shabbos, so they also have to give the Shir so as not to be available for Farhesia. Yeah, maybe, probably, right? Even Rav Vadya gave even on Motzai Shabbos. Right? Probably. Does Rebbe feel flow when he gives Shir? I think every Rebbe feels flow when they give Shir. Okay.